You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
Our next topic here under money and business. I'm going to ask you a question, and yes, of course, maybe you cannot answer me, but answer to yourself. What exactly are you doing right now? As you're listening to this, as you're watching this, are you checking emails maybe? Maybe you're, you know, notifications on social media. Maybe you're driving or you're pulling up to a drive-thru. Maybe you're doing something else besides just listening to me right now. After all, multitasking is just, it's a great sign of like a highly effective and efficient mind, right? Wrong. That is wrong. It's actually time that we start to remind ourselves and really start to understand the powers of single tasking. Importantly, the most important thing, that it's really not you, it's your brain. Honestly, it's your brain. Doing several different things at once, it really gets you feeling really busy and tired and sometimes lethargic. And your body and your mind, they weren't meant to work that way. Switching between tasks is actually reducing your proficiency and your efficiency, because every time that you have to go to another task, you lose whatever you just had with that other task. So you're constantly going back and forth, attempting to like make up for the time lost, instead of just focusing 100% on one task and then moving on to the next one. This could be because a lot of us, how our blood flow, how it flows through the brain. Nerve fibers store very little energy so that we can think, problem solve, or even create memories. Our gray matter demands a steady supply of oxygen, glucose, and nutrients. So here's the actual problem. If you simultaneously activate several parts of your brain, it's smart enough to distribute incoming blood to those different areas. This reduces the volume and the quality of the fuel that you can actually devote to any mental task. So imagine that a firefighter was trying to like put out three houses at once, you know, and so he decided to like spray back and forth between the three houses. He decided to spray like this. Instead of just doing one house, good, the last house, all good, you're trying to do everything at once. And you ended up, you're wasting resources. You're probably not going to get that done. You know, it's just you're wasting more than you are actually preserving or helping or doing anything in the positive direction. So remember that. It's really not you. It's not your brain. It's your brain. It's really not you. Don't think too deeply into it. Of course, because we have heard the general consensus is that multitasking is a blessing, that it's something that you should be able to do and that you should brag about it. You should be happy that you can do that. But in reality, it does not help. It doesn't help in the long run because you're only hurting yourself in other areas. So you want to also think about multitasking and how it can actually temporarily lower your IQ. Kind of goes hand in hand with that, with the blood flow and the oxygen and how it's kind of, you know, moving from place to place. Dr. Glenn Wilson, though, he's a psychiatrist at King's College in London University. He held one of the most cited studies conducted in 2005. Wilson found that workers who are distracted by calls, emails, texts, suffer a greater loss of IQ than a person smoking marijuana. There were 80 clinical trials, each time monitoring workers' IQ throughout the day. And his studies reveal that multitasking could temporarily decrease your IQ by an average of like 10 points. 15 for men, 5 for women. So an average of 10. And that could really be like equivalent to missing a whole night's sleep. Literally. Missing a whole night of sleep could literally be the equivalent to just trying to do multiple things at once. Think about that. Also, you want to decide what's important. You know, single tasks, they really demand the attention, your full attention. And, you know, you're always going to want to start with what's really the most important thing. So to accomplish more, you have to understand that important and urgent are two different things. They are not the same. And you want to be mindful of those things. Once you determine which item you want to do first, what's most important, you can work on just that exclusively. And, you know, until that's complete, you can move on to the next thing. You can move on to the next thing. And, you know, that really changes the way that you manage your time, your activities, and, you know, controlling how you respond to those emails and those texts. And you're going to start creating a structure and for yourself that makes more sense for you. And you won't be so distracted by the little things that pop up. And finally, just to get started, you want to decide maybe, you know, 1 60 to 90 minute block of time each day to be your highest, you know, priority task. You want to figure out what is the most important thing you want to do each day, and you want to set aside that time to get that done each day. So discipline yourself to work in, you know, a distract-free manner. Turn off your phone, turn off vibrate, put it in a drawer somewhere. Don't allow yourself to fall victim to the other distractions in life. Gradually build more single tasking sessions into your daily schedule, and you'll feel more focused and productive as you improve your performance and your mental health. So there you have it. Single tasking, why everyone should be doing it and why you shouldn't be allowing the distractions to overwhelm you or to even, you know, be there, to even be there most of the time. Remember, what you are focusing on, 100% of the time is what you are going to be getting out of it. You are most likely to get the best results when you are 100% focused. That's just how it is.